Yes. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana. And you know we back at it again. Yes. Thank you guys for joining me for Sheridana's Diary of the Fashion Nisha. And right now, we just holding a vibe to a good gal, Bria. Holding a vibe, y'all. This one's called Winning Streak. Myself, I love that song, yeah. Pull it up. Yes. We holding the vibes, y'all. Y'all already know what time it is. It's rock out time. And we're going to talk about this delicious number. You know that. For my people on Anchor, we just holding the vibes right now. I'm taking my time to master my craft. How you doing? Shout out to that guy that called Prince. Smile upon my face. Shout out to Dakota. I love that one. You know, we can't stop there, y'all. Okay. I'm gonna go straight to that other queen. Masema love that song, yeah, and I have to share this song with y'all because it's a whole vibes. Okay. And it goes a little something like this. This moment, I'm queen. You know it. Yes.
No, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed.
Yes, anointed.
Heavyweight champ.
Me.
But I couldn't do it all alone.
My community.
Young money raised me. Grew up out in Paisley. Self-studging me.
Walker Oaks. Kingston. United States. Raised me. What's good? Rockville. Syracuse. I don't know. I know.
Everything they
deprived me of. Hey. Put my water up. Talk about it.
Is what we wanna bring up.
I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. Hey. Alive. Alive. I wish that I can have this moment for life. For life. But I, cause in this moment I just feel so alive. Alive. Vibes. Facts. Facts. Shout out to Nikki for that situation right there. And we ain't gonna stop there. I got one more before we even go right into our shout out. I wanna give a big shout out. We ain't go to our shout outs yet, but this goes to Boom Bang. This is for you, my darling. Okay, slow it down. Just enjoy. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana. And we back at it again. Right now, we're just enjoying our rock out session, and we vibing to the one and only Miss Sade. Yes, okay. Shout out to Boom for this one, okay. Yes. For the classic traditional people from back in the days who love good music, y'all. Keep hey, I keep voila. There's nothing like you and I, baby. This is no ordinary love, no ordinary love. Vibes. This is no ordinary love, oh, ordinary love. Yeah, just a little sample, for y'all real quick. Just to get the vibes right, you know what I'm talking about? And so I had to give y'all that real quick. So let's get into the situation, because I'm going to say I have no talk about today, you know, because, yo, a lot of things is going on these streets, and the queen got to just, I got to put my little situation on the table, you know what I'm saying? And so it's important when you have a voice to be able to use your voice, and I've learned to be able to just share my perspective on life. So here we go. Like I said, thank you guys so much for joining me for Shared On It's Diary of a Fashionista. And this drip that I'm wearing today, that, oh, I feel like such a goddess, y'all. Like, I know it's fashion week right now. So, I mean, every day is fashion for me. Every day is a fashion week for me. And so, this is nothing new. But anyway, I just want to give you guys a drip of the day, you know. When I'm touching the road going to any award show, this is how the queen gonna arrive. Like a whole, like, huh? It'd be like, so who you're wearing? Shirt On Designs. Okay. All right, let me. Okay, let me get to the situation. But yes, style by yours truly, Shirt On. You know, just a little something slight. Anyway. Thank you guys for joining me for Shirt On Diet for Fashionista. And today we're talking about seven attributes of a high-valued woman. And this is something that literally has to be taught. You don't just get it, okay? Especially when you didn't have, you know, all the tools you need as you were growing up. And so, yeah. So, but first, before we get into that, I want to give a little shout-out. Starting with me. Shout out to me for being graceful, for being respectful and honorable, you know, to myself and others who is worthy of it. I want to thank myself for my commitment to myself and to my brand and to my kids. I want to give a shout out to me for being so resilient, for being so beautiful from the inside out. I want to give a shout out to myself for being just a person that's willing to learn and willing to grow and willing to overstand and understand people who are not really at the level where you are in a mental state. And so I want to give a shout out to me for being compassionate to others and loving. And yeah, I just want to honor myself today, because if you don't honor yourself, no one will. So I want to give myself a big shout out as well. And so, yeah, with that said, I want to give a huge shout out to my brands, Shared On Designs. Okay, like this number that I'm wearing today, well, Miss Tema feels so good. I just feel like a goddess in my, this is kind of like my natured architectural inspired design, y'all. And I just feel like an empress that I am. So if I was to go to the, if I did accept the invitation to go to, you know, the Met Gala, I would wear something like this, guys. And I would be strutting on that red carpet like, huh? Yes. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is where I'm supposed to be. And so, yeah, shout out to Sherdawn Designs for being true to myself and to just always be consistent and continue to do what I love. Not what other people want me to do, but what is truly passionate to me. And so, yeah. Also, a big shout out to a humble, confident modeling agency. How you doing? And so, yes, you want to be a supermodel? We can show you how. And so we show you all the ins and outs of how to pose and how to speak and all these things. And so, like I said, big shout out to Teresa at Model and a Talent Associate, okay, for helping me to guide me through my journey of becoming a supermodel. Because like I said, it's been a journey, guys. Like, I never really had that much confidence about my modeling skills until I literally just start embodying who I say I am. And so I am a supermodel. I could do whatever. I could wear whatever and I could make it look gorgeous, period. And so it's really good to have good mentors and good teachers. And I'm happy to say I had an amazing mentors and teachers. So shout out to Teresa and Joe too. That's her hubby. And she the one that kind of inspired me. Like, she was like, oh, after 9 o'clock, I don't talk business to nobody, especially a dude. Okay. Cause you have respect for yourself and you have respect for your husband, because some dudes be out here be trying to call you any type of hour or what have you. Like, what we talking about? If I didn't start a conversation on whatever, on a platform, like say if I was on Clubhouse, it's okay because I'm the one that went on that platform to have a conversation. But on like a personal note, we're not going to do that. Unless that's your man. Okay, big shout out to Uni Fashion Institute. We continue to inspire our young entrepreneurs and fashion designers and fashionistas become their greatest version. That is the ultimate goal for our nonprofit. And also to be able to serve the community by donating, you know, food or our time and our skills. And money to them as well. So that is a whole goal, to be able to do that. So I'm super passionate about doing that. Shout out to Miss Hayden in Syracuse, New York. That is literally my other mentor that I cherish very, very much, that really guide me to become my greatest version, to be a humanitarian and really to dive deep into what you are really passionate about and like your purpose in life. Like, what are you here for? And so big shout out to Miss Hayden. I truly am so grateful. We actually awarded her the humanitarian a year, a humanitarian award at the Upper State Independent Awards. So that was an award show for independent artists that me and my former husband, Kendrick, we created together. And, you know, I coordinated with him as well. So I definitely want to continue to honor amazing people like her. And so thanks to Miss Hayden. And big shout out to Sherdawn's Beauty Salon. I mean, what is fashion without hair and like the makeup? Fashion is nowhere. Like, you could have a nice drip, but if the hair is not together and the makeup is not together, I'm sorry. You need to just go right back in your closet. That's what I'm saying. And so I'm like big shout out to Yada Vibe. Like, this on this great day we had, I was able to talk to some of my peoples in Yada Vibe, and we were just talking about what we're grateful for. I'm grateful for my life, you know, even though things don't always, you know, like you think they should go a certain way, but then they don't go a certain way. Like, just be grateful what you have. And I'm so grateful for what I have and what I will have. And I'm grateful for the now. So I'm just enjoying my presence right now. And enjoying my life with what I have. So I'm grateful that I'm able to even do my hair. Like some people, they're always missing something. Like, oh, they can't do their own makeup, they can't do their own hair. Like the universe has blessed me and anointed me to be able to have the skills to be able not only to make my own garment, guys. I made this garment from scratch. I draped this myself, you know what I mean? And I was able to just do my own hair. I just got up this morning and it just came to me. I'm just going to do my hair like this. It's kind of tribute to like my maroon tribe kind of culture. And so that's my inspiration for today. And that's why I did like the nature, because you know, being from the island, you know, where I bush woman, like really, if anybody who really knows me, like they knows that I love bonfires, my love, I love to go to in nature, and you know, I just love to, you know, work my body out in nature. So this is where I draw my inspiration for most of my designs. And also they know I just love shapes and like different kind of architectural kind of designs and stuff like that. So I work on incorporating that in my couture designs as well. So this is why you have this ensemble today. And I feel like a whole goddess, you know. And I had to do like my head wrap because it was just, I was like, it just comes together is what I'm saying. Like it doesn't take a long time for me to get ready. I literally figure out what I'm going to wear, like what the emotion, what do I want to convey today? And once I figure out what I want to convey today, then everything just falls into place. And then you guys see the final results of what I came up with, what I created. So big shout out to Sheridan on the Beauty Salon for keeping my drip just gorgeous is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so grateful to be able to do my hair, because I know growing up, I had a mom that didn't know how to do hair. And so I really told myself, like, every day is going to be a salon day. Okay. And every day is going to be a fashion show because of, you know, kind of like my upbringing. I started out, like my dad started out making sure that we have, you know, all the fancy clothes and all these things. But then when I came to America, it was like, it wasn't all that great. So I was like, you know what? The universe knew that I love fabulousness. I love couture. I love amazing things. But I had to learn how to work for it myself. I had to work for it myself and learn the value of a dollar myself. So I'm happy that I learned the value of a dollar for myself, and I could take care of myself from head to toe. So I'm here to help you guys learn the same thing and be able to have the same value, to be able to have your outfit and your hair pulled together from head to toe. Sheridan Designs. Okay. We offer services for kings and queens, darling. Period. All right. So, yeah. So we're going to go. Big shout out. Shout out's not dumb. I forgive a big shout out to my offspring, Joseph and Isabella. Shout out to my daughter, Queen, period. Okay. Shout out to my son, King, period. And that's how we roll. And I'm just so happy that I have my offspring. So shout out to you guys. And, yeah, big shout out to LA Lewis. How you doing? We had a really nice conversation. I really appreciate, you know, people who are on the same level as me and people who are really want to help the community, people who are here to help me to become my greatest version as well. So big shout out to him. A shout out to Jamaica. Big shout out to my people, because I know I'm not saying that America don't suffer. We are suffering in America. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, we are suffering in America too. But when it comes to like the stuff that's going on in Jamaica, it's bad, y'all. It's really, really just disgusting. And we're gonna touch on this topic a little bit later. But yeah, big shout out to Jamaica, and a big shout out to, Boom. Okay. We actually met, on Clubhouse, and the connection was absolutely amazing. So big shout outs to you. And I definitely look forward to having more conversation. And matter of fact, if you guys are not booked, make sure you guys come to my clubhouse, House of Sheridan, and we'll be discussing entrepreneurship, business, love. We're going to be discussing current events, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Everything you need to help you to become your greatest version and inspire you to just go for it, basically. So join us at Clubhouse Mondays and Wednesday at 7 p.m. We dive deep, y'all. Come and hold the vibes with us. And like I said, big shout out to Yachty Vibes. So before I even go to my my word of the day, we're gonna have to go straight to my situation, okay? We're gonna go straight to my situation right now. I want to give a big shout out to Ioctay for this one. It's called Stop. Let's pull the vibes. Yeah. Should I see him? Hey, Angel, you're wicked, you know? You're wicked. You need a brain. Travel with the south to a vault. I need for y'all to listen to Ioctay, y'all. Listen, pull the vibe. The system, them always kidding us. Stop vote for stars. To a vibe. I need y'all go straight to YouTube and go home vibes right there. Not only that, if you guys are really in tune to what's going on, if you guys have that humanitarian hat, we're doing a campaign with Unity Fashion Institute to raise money to be able to send overseas to be able to help some of the people in Jamaica in terms of food and clothing and all these things. Because I'm gonna say, yo, for a place that I was raised and born in, all I'm saying is like things has changed dramatically, and I don't like that shit. I don't like it one bit, and I believe that it has to be changed. But we're gonna get into it. Don't worry. So the word of the day is value. Okay, let's get into it. The word of the day is value, y'all. And so what does value mean? Value mean considered to be important or beneficial, okay? To cherish, okay? And so when someone value you, they cherish you, right? So put a pin on that. So what does the word cherish mean? Cherish mean to protect and care for someone lovingly, okay? So remember, we're talking about the seven attributes of a high value woman, but we're going to also tie that into actually what's going on right now as well. The next word is respect. What does the word respect mean? It means a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something, right? That means the state of being admired. So you admire somebody when you respect them. You know what I mean? So usually when you respect somebody, you watch them, what they're doing. You really appreciate how they move. Like I give tribute to Miss Hayden. She has lived her life. She's been humanitarian most of her life. She has contributed her life to education, to the kids. And I feel like she definitely passed down like her energy and her essence into me. Like, she used to school me all the time, you know what I mean? And she always, you know, be telling me like, yo, make sure you stand on your own, make sure you speak up for things that are not right. And I feel like it's my duty right now to be able to do the same thing. So the quote of the day is, the only impossible journey is the one you never begin. And so it's important for me to be on this journey to become my greatest version. Not only that, and to be able to inspire others to become their greatest version as well. And so I have to speak up and say my truth as well. So also avoid going into a job for money. Okay, you will not receive the love of abundance if you do that. And this is why everything that I do, I make sure that the money, like I said, Coffee said the money is for the blessings, right? So make sure when you're doing something, it's not for the money, it's doing because you have a place in your heart that be like, you have to do that or you must do that. And that's how I make my decision. Like, even if money wasn't involved, would I still do it? And if the answer is yes, that means I should do it. Just like my podcast. When you first started your podcast, you're not making no money, guys. There's no money in a podcast, but you're so passionate about sharing what you have. That is the true value. When somebody say like, yo, I love what you're doing, or this really helped me out. Like, that's the whole essence of having your podcast, because you have something to share with the world. And so once you love a job, the money is going to come. So don't worry about the money. That's why I would say for all the people who actually want to do a podcast, if you love it and you have true value, make sure you go ahead, you start your podcast. All right. Big shout out to Alicia, because basically, you know, I'm inspiring like a lot of people, you know what I mean? To be able to do what I do. It's not an easy task. Everybody see like, yo, like, oh, I have a podcast. Oh, I have a fashion brand. Oh, I have a salon. Oh, I have all this. Like, guys, it really takes grit. It takes determination. It takes passion. Somebody be like, yo, how are you doing all these things? I'm not even worried about that, about how I'm doing it. I just do it. I don't worry about that dream, like, it's going to be so tiring. I'm not even thinking about that. I'm like, this has to be done. This must be done. And so, yeah, that's how I get through it, basically. So, yeah, that's how you do it. My quote is, no person was honored for what he or she received. They're honored. Honored has been received for what they gave. And what that mean is like, in order to be honored, you have to give. You have to give. So you have to give with not even wanting nothing in return. You just have to, it's just certain people in the world have something in their heart where they give because they're anointed. They give because it's like God gave them like that abundance to be able to give. But Ayana did say, whatever's in your cup is for you, and whatever comes out is for the world. So make sure you fill your cup up first. Do not give out all of your good up water and your goods for somebody who cannot fill you back up. Okay, so fill yourself up before you give to others. That's what I've learned as well. Okay. All right. So we're going to get into the seven attributes of a high valued woman. And then we're going to go straight into our news of the day, because I can't wait for getting that news. Because it's just too much. It's too much on my chest right now. And something has to be done for this situation. But let's get into it, because there is a lot of young ladies out here. I believe that we're misguided, and it really shows in the media. It shows 100%. It really shows in the TV shows. It shows everywhere. And I feel like once we get a hold of what a high value woman is. It's not about wearing fancy clothes, guys. That's not what that means. It's about really having respect for yourself and honoring yourself. And when you could do that, then a man, then your king could be able to honor you. And I've definitely had my share of, you know, people mistreating me because I didn't know my value. And so I'm here to share with you guys today. So number one, be a challenge. What? Child, you know what I'm about to do? Did you guys know that this drip right here comes in two different ways? So what I want to do is we're going to go like this. Ta-da! How you doing? Do you guys like it this way? So this is my drip of the day. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys this vibe like this right now. Just, you like it? Okay, moving right along. All right, so be a challenge, okay? Be a challenge. And it's a lot of ladies be like, oh, as soon as I meet a dude, oh, okay, guys, I'm going to be real blunt on this situation. Like I said, we don't sugarcoat nothing on here. However God gave it to me, that's how I'm going to give it to y'all. It's going to be a few cursing on here. They be like, oh, if I meet a guy and I like him, then I'm a fuck him. What? No, don't do that. That's a bad idea. That is a bad idea. Because if you like him the first night and he's going to be good to you, you're going to like him on the third night and in the first month. Like, give it some time to simmer. Give it some time to simmer and make sure that that's what you want to do. So yeah, be a challenge, be high value, know your worth, know like, yo, not because he buy you stuff, that means you should give your body or you should do shit you don't want to do. No, don't do that. Don't do that at all. Take it from me. You don't want to do that. Be fulfilled with yourself. Know yourself. Know what you're here for. Don't everything is like, yeah, I need a man. Don't be underneath no man. Be fulfilled with yourself. So even if you by yourself, you okay. Like, I love my company. I'm that girl. I love my own company now. Because I really, this whole situation has taught me like, yo, I'm amazing, period. I'm that boss. I'm bossy saucy. I have great energy. Like, I don't need nobody to entertain me. I can entertain myself, okay? So I'm fulfilled with myself. So when my king come, I'm okay. We're going to compliment each other. So he had his life and I have my own life. When he want to go and chill with his people or his family, go right ahead, boo, because I'm going to be chilling with my people or I'm going to be holding vibes by myself and I'm okay. And when we come together, we make magic. We're going to make magic together. Okay. So behave like you are the prize, because I know I am. Now I know I am. I'm the prize. And who don't know that, they need to go have several seats and go that way. Okay? Because what I've noticed, a woman, we approve a man. We're supposed to approve him and make sure he's good to go to come into our life. Because if you don't discern his ass, he could be a buster. He could be a clown in the crown. You could make any type of perversion come into your life. Ladies, make sure you approve the right man. Okay? Not the one that just play video games all damn day and he wants you to pay the bills and he gonna drop you off to work and then keep the car. Keep what car? Who car? You better have your own car. We're not doing that, sweetheart. No, sweetheart. Mm-mm. But what I'm saying is be easy to be around. You know how I pause on that one. Be easy to be around, right? Have that good energy. Don't be annoying. Learn how to be quiet. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard for ladies to just zip it. Be quiet sometimes. I too had to learn that just to silencio, caete, humbleness, quiet, but nevertheless match his energy. So if you're not, even if you're married to a guy, you still have to match his energy, y'all. And so sometimes when you get into a relationship, when you like 5-7 years and, you know, he don't want to take you out and he don't want to, you know, go walking in the park and he don't want to have date night, be like, okay. Oh, that's what we doing? Okay. But you still have to, we're going to talk about still having that respect, right? And speaking your truth. So that's number one, be a challenge, right? Number two is to speak to the king in him. And that one goes a long way because I'm going to say, yo, my mold, I've learned to just clean it up. Clean it all the way up. And so that's how I know my king. He will appreciate me because this is the new and improved. This is Sheridana. I think other people have met like the other girl. The little girl in me, you see what I'm saying? Where I my mouth could have been real. And I think like, because, you know, a man could trigger you into certain like behavior, meaning like they would talk out their mouth, like they'll call you fat, or they call you out your name and say you lazy. Oh, you ain't shit. All this stuff. Like, so you just start getting like wild too. Cause you imagine that energy, like you want to talk out your face, then I'm gonna be talking out my face too. But it's essential when you pair yourself with somebody that is compatible with you. So you're gonna never want to talk to your man like that. Okay, you guys disagree, you will have that respect. I'm gonna continue to say that word, respect. You're gonna have that respect and that integrity to be like, you know what? I don't wanna talk to you right now. Let me just simmer myself down. I'm gonna go take a walk. I'm gonna go get some ice cream. I'm gonna go be by myself. And then when you're calm, come on back. Before, I never used to do that. Like when I'm hot. I'm going off right there, right then and there. I'm not cooling nothing down. So I've learned to be quiet, listen to what that other person is saying, and really like try to work on understanding what they're saying to understand what they're feeling. You know what I mean? So A woman, I've learned that a woman, we really give birth to what is inside of a man. So know what is inside of a man. If he is garbage, then you're going to be birthing more garbageness. I don't even know if that's a word. Garbageness. So find a king that has gems in him. You know, find a king that is just full of just great qualities. His vision is outstanding, and you help birth that. You know what I mean? Because I know when I was married, guys, like what was in my previous former husband, like he had some really good things in him. So I birthed a lot of amazing things, especially my two offsprings that are just kings and queens. You know what I'm saying? And then we also birthed the Upper State Independent Award Show. And that was absolutely amazing and beautiful. And so I say that to say this too, is to celebrate the accomplishment that you guys have together, to make sure you be his cheerleader. Make sure that he has something in him that you can work on. Because remember, a woman, we help to manifest what is inside of a man. I hope y'all know that. So sometimes you be wondering like, oh, you with a man for 10 and 12 years and nothing come out of it? Ain't nothing in him. Ain't nothing in him. How you gonna manifest it? Ain't nothing in him. You be with a man for all this time and he beating on you? That's what's in him. Garbage. Throw it away. But a man who has abundance, that has a great heart, spirit, and endurance, you're gonna have just a beautifulness, gorgeousness. Okay, but we got to learn, we as females, we have to learn how to harness that. We got to learn how to like build him And not like a builder Bob. Like, give him the strength, okay? Give him the strength. Be his cheerleader. And that's what I've learned, to be able to do that as well. Be supportive for your guy. And take out, don't put no... I know, ladies, we don't really have, like, that ego thing. I never really had the ego thing. But we got to make sure we celebrate our man's accomplishments. So that's super important. Number three... provide consequences of his behavior. Child, what? You said what? Like, oh, you want to be out late. Oh, you want to be out late. Okay. Okay, that's what you want to do? Okay. Okay. Teach your man how to treat you. That's what I've learned. Okay, so you want to go out late. Oh, so you want to be lying to me. Okay. It's a privilege to talk to me. Hope you know that. It's a privilege to have my energy pour into you. It's a privilege for me to even give myself to you. And you want to act like you want to come in the house late, or you want to act like you don't want to talk to me, or you want to act like you don't want to talk to me or call me. Oh, that's what you're doing? There's a consequences when you misbehave. There's a consequence when you're being disrespectful. There's a consequence when you don't what? Cherish what you have. Because when you don't cherish what you have, you lose it. For all the people who have went through divorce, y'all know what that means. For all the men and the women who have cheat on their spouse and they gone and then you want them back, you know what that means. Cherish what you have. Cherish your man. Cherish your woman. Okay, it goes both ways, y'all. And also, like, yo, you tell a person or a man, like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. It's a lot of perversion in the world, right? And so you be like, no, I don't do that. And if he like, everybody do that, I'm like, I'm about to curse. Bitch, I'm not everybody. Sorry, I'm, okay, I need to just bring, like, stuff like that really upset me. Like, do you know another Sheridana? Don't come to me like you spoke to me before. Don't come to me like you know me. Don't come to me like you've met me before. You never met me before. You never met me before. Don't come to me like you met me before. So if I say I don't do that, then I don't do that. Because anything I say I am, because if I wasn't, bitch, I wouldn't say I am. You see what I'm saying? So make your yes be your yes and your no's be your no's. And I've learned in my past season that I just went through, be like, no. That's why I have a song. I have a song. Go check out my Spotify. I have a song. Like, yo, no, I can't do that. No, I can't do this. No, no, no. No could be a beautiful thing. But when you say yes, you're like, can you speak at this conference? Yes. Can you mentor me in fashion design and entrepreneurship? Yes. Will you attend this event to be able to support my cause? Yes. Will you support my music because it supports the community? Yes. Will I do that belittles myself? Hell no. No. Okay? Will I degrade myself to please you? No. Would I go to this event because you just want to be out and about? No. So I've learned to say no. But really owning on my guesses as well. So that really helps a lot. Number four. So right now, if you guys are just chiming in, 7 attributes of a high valued woman. And when I say, y'all, this takes some serious seasons to be able to come to this point in my life. Some serious seasons to really evaluate myself. Okay, number 5, be desirable. You know what I mean? Like, we're not easily attained. No. You can't think you could just come up on, push up on it, push up on it. No. Don't do that. Don't think you're going to get whatever you want right then and there. No. No. Don't think you're going to have it your way without working. No. I'm desirable because I'm beautiful from the inside out. Make yourself be desirable to your man, darling. Like, my former little, he was my boyfriend, and that's a difference. You got to know your boyfriend different from your husband. I had a boyfriend, right? So my former boyfriend, he used to like when I wear certain things. And it was cold at the time when we were together, so I'd be like wearing sweatpants and like baggy shirts or what have you. And so he didn't like when I did that. You see what I'm saying? So I've learned to make sure you look beautiful. If you got a boo thing, you know, you don't always have to do it, but make sure you have something that looks sexy going to bed, you know, and really is desirable. And really, you know, you want to please your man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like become your greatest version. Like, I already know, like, I changed 360. Even like I'm single, like bossy saucy. You know what I mean? So your past experience really help you to like level up. It should level you up. And so like I know what to wear. You know what I mean? So I know what to wear in all situations. So yeah. Don't make a bad day ruin your whole situation. So even if you like, you come home, what have you, and you're having a bad day, still make sure you drop that at the door. Drop it at the door. Don't have nothing to do with you or your boo thing. Make yourself desirable. And guess what? We know sometimes, ladies, it's okay to be like, look, I look like a whole homeless lady. Guys, I could go from like a homeless lady to a whole queen. And that's the gem. Cause a dude, your guy, he better know you're not gonna be looking like an empress every single day. Like, sometimes I have my hair in a double strand twist and I don't overdo my hair. I'm like, whatever. It's in the style, but it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, I'm going on a runway, you know, and I sauce it up. Like, sometimes I'm just like, and he gotta know, like, when it's time to glow up. Your queen could go up, but when you just in the house and you just vibing, you try to get your computer work done, you try to get your stuff done, you got to take care of the kids, you got to cook, you got to do laundry. Look, I'm having some sweatpants on. My hair is not going to be all the way together. I'm not going to have no jewelry on. It's going to be me. It's going to be plain Jane Chiridonna, but we still cute though. I don't need no makeup. I don't have no foundation on, y'all. All I have is my eye makeup on. So it's not going to be no whole rack of, oh, I never seen my wife in 20 years with her hair off. You're going to see my hair off all the time. And if you don't like me with my hair regular, degular, meaning I just have my finger coils. If you don't like it like that, you're not going to like it when I'm glammed up. I need for you to go to the side. So, yeah, but still be desirable to your man. And so I think I got that down packed. And, yeah. Okay. All right. Just a little vibe for my people on YouTube. Just a little vibes. I think I just need to just give y'all a little bit of situation right now with a little bit of music, okay? Because... And like I said, big shout out to Boom. We were discussing the music that we love. And we had two songs to listen to. And this was my one. Shout out to the one and only motherfucking only Whitney to the Houston. You know what I'm talking about? And so my song is I Want to Dance with Somebody, y'all. This is my song that I would listen to all the time. We're going to get back to our list. We got two more, and then we're going to go straight into the news, y'all. Let's hold a vibe. Today is a fabulous day. We're not going to let nothing ruin our vibe. Nothing. Hey. Yay. Work. Oh, yeah.
going to talk about this drip of the day in a minute. I just want to dance. Yes, we back at it, y'all. Thank you guys for joining for Shirt On Diary for Fashionista. Rocking out to the one and only Miss Whitney Houston. Dance with me. That was an order to be able to get that. I love me some Whitney Houston. That's really like my favorite artist in the whole entire situation in terms of singing. And then the second runner up is of course Brandy, in terms of singing. In terms of artists, we're gonna keep on down the line, darling. Okay, so number five. Okay, so we back at it. The seven attributes of a high-valued woman. So we got two more, and then we're going to go straight into the news of the day, y'all, because I'm trying to get this off my chest. Yes. What's up, my peoples? Y'all. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again. Before we were really interrupted, okay, like I was saying, we have two more things. In terms of the list, we have seven attributes of a high-valued woman. This is so important for our young girls to really know what that looks like, what that should be. And so, it's a lot of things I had wish I knew when I was, like, back in the day. But I'm here to share you because I didn't went through it, y'all. Okay, so thank you guys again for joining me for Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista. And we're going to talk about this drip of the day soon as we finish. We're going to do our news and then we're going to just dive in it. Okay, so number five, be feminine. Be feminine. Get your nails done, hair done. Okay, make sure you wear feminine clothes. No king want his woman to look like a whole man. Like, you look tough. You can't look tough. A man likes femininity. He loves that girly girl. Okay, what does a femininity means? Okay. To have quality or an appearance traditionally associated with women, especially delicacy and prettiness. So really, femininity means to be looking pretty. Ladies, look pretty. Okay, it's okay to be girly. Like I said, it's time and place. You don't have to be glammed up all the time, but best believe he better know that you can glow. That you can glow, sweetheart. You can glow. When it's time to go to the business meeting, you can glow. When it's time to go on date night, you can glow. When it's time to be able to do a presentation for any organization that he's with or with you, you can glow, sweetheart. Like, yes. Walk-in trophy. You know she's a walk-in trophy. Yeah, that way. Be feminine, ladies. Be feminine. Okay, that's all I'm saying. I think a lot of that went out the door, and I don't understand why. I love being a girl. Why would I want to be a boy? Like, I'm great. Why would I want to be a boy when Like, look at me. You see what I'm saying? Like, I love being a girl, and I love being a queen, and I love being girly, and I love being feminine. Like, that's what makes us different. Well, child, we're not. I think I'm gonna put a pin on that one right quick. And number six is talk to your man like a woman. You know, a woman can make a man do practically anything. So even when you guys are having hard times, make sure you talk to him with respect. Like I said, if you need a break, take a break. But talk to him with respect. Talk to him like that's your man, okay? Speak to him with endearment, especially if you're upset with him. Speak with him like, babe, like, I really don't appreciate, like, what you said to me. That really hurt my feelings. You know what I mean? Like, babe, I really wish you understand my perspective on this. And I want you to think about the things that you say to me because it really affects me, you know, emotionally. And if I'm affected emotionally, like, I can't produce the best quality and the best version of myself within our family. Like, okay, like, we must respect our men. And remember, for the men, if you don't cherish a woman, you can't get respect. I think that's where things hit the fan. A lot of men, they don't cherish their woman. They don't cherish us. And you wonder why she want to go out there and do this and do that. You wonder why the attention is not there. The chemistry is not there. You don't cherish her. You come home and you automatically expect to have dinner. You automatically expect, oh, you want some of the box. You automatically expect, oh, kids is taken care of. But what did you do to cherish her today? Did you call her when you was at work and be like, babe, I'm thinking about you? When you were leaving, did you leave a note and be like, baby, I love you? I cherish you. I'm grateful to have you in my life. Do you say stuff like that? Do you buy her flowers? Okay. If you know that she's a gardener, wouldn't you buy things that she can plant? Okay. If you know that she's a illustrator and fashion designer, wouldn't you buy her like the best markers? Okay. Wouldn't you buy her the best pens? You know, like the best, you know, like the little small things. If you know she like gelato ice cream, wouldn't you buy her that? Just like, because you just come home and bring her like ice cream. I guarantee for the guys who's watching that, yo, and y'all got a lady, right? Buy her some ice cream. Her favorite ice cream. Do your research. Don't come buy her any ice cream enough, because sometimes it's not what you do or even what you say, it's how you do it. So if you go over and beyond and really figure out, okay, my baby, she loves the butter pecan, or she loves, you know, the pistachios. I'm going to get pistachios. Don't be coming up in the house and get chocolate she don't like chocolate. Or I don't like vanilla. Don't come up in the house with vanilla. Be like, you don't even know me. Like, I've been with you for 10 years and you're bringing me vanilla ice cream when you know I fucking like chocolate. What are you doing? Guys, all I'm saying, pay attention to your lady, okay? Cherish her. You cherish her by knowing these things, okay? And also, for the ladies, make sure, like I said, we celebrate our king's win. We must celebrate their wins 100%. We must understand that they need our compassion. They need that acknowledgement. You know, a lot of guys, they will kind of like go out their way just to be, they just want that attention. Like guys, they be wanting attention too. You see what I'm saying? So we got to make sure that we give them our attention, and they'll be attracted. Like, oh, okay, my baby, she over here celebrating me. Like some dude be like, oh, I'm not celebrating my birthday, but you gonna celebrate him anyway. You're gonna celebrate him anyway, because guess what? You're respecting him to know, like, yo, I'm gonna respect my baby because
he deserve it. I'm going to honor him because he deserve it. He went all out for my birthday, or he make sure, you know, the house is taken care of, the kids are taken care of, I'm taken care of. So I'm going to take care of my man. I'm taking care of my man, period. Okay. And number seven, number seven kind of ties into six by talking to your man. So every man has like a boy, right? And then they have a king inside of him. Make sure you don't talk to the king in him. It's a boy and a king within every man. And some men, they're still tied to that little boy. They have not tapped into their king source already. So it's important. So if a dude be like, always call out your name saying, oh, bitch, why you doing that? Like, what the fuck you mean? Like, he's a boy. He's a boy. Don't interact with that. Because guess what? You're going to be playing with a boy. A woman, we're not meant to be played with. I'm not meant to be played with. So I'm not going to play with this little boy. So tap into the men of him, the king version of him. Be like, king, did you have a good day? How you feeling today? Like a king should be talking to you like, queen, I don't appreciate what you did. I don't appreciate what you said. Okay? And so understanding that right there. I hope you guys learned something. And so yeah, a little boy will try to play with you. Guess who's here? Come say hi.
Nah, Chief, you can get it down. That's it.
Come and say hi.
All right, homie. Yeah, I'll manage. I'll talk to you later.
My son is, see, he over here, he's so shy, but he don't want to be on camera. But that's okay. You got to be respectful. When somebody say they don't want something, that they don't want it. Okay? And so a man will, a boy will play with you. So don't let no little clown or crown play with you. Okay. And so, yeah, I've learned if you make it too easy for him, he's going to lose interest. So don't even do it. So basically, I hope you guys got, that was my list. And we're going to go straight into this news because I don't got no time to be wasting. I don't got zero time. Okay, so I want to talk about what is going on in Jamaica. We're going to talk about the news of the day. The news of the day. The news of the day. We're going to talk about the news of the day. So the news of the day is Wagwan in that Jamaica right now. Wagwan in that Jamaica right now. All I know, see, I'm going to work on saying the correct words, because like I was saying, even when you are not, when you are not on the same frequency as someone, to still have that respect. Wholeness, Andrew Wholeness, you told the people of Jamaica that there was a no movement day, right? But all I know, the next day, next couple of days, here you go. We got tourists coming in our country, frolicking on the island, doing what they want to do. But yet, the citizens, the people who pay their taxes, the people who help make the country run, they have to be cooped up in their house like a sardines and a dead for hungry. And why? Did you guys know that a ship full of tourists, they said it was like about 1,700 people was on this ship in Ocho Rios, y'all, in Jamaica. And they arrived yesterday, y'all. They arrived yesterday. Remember, the look of, I'm not even going to call him no name because we're going to be respectful on this channel today. I'm just saying, that's mad disrespectful. Prime Minister Wholeness,
you don't like us, do you? You don't like Jamaicans, do you? You don't like your people. It's like when you was growing up, did you get beat up a lot? Did people take your respect from you? So now you're trying to harness back some type of control. I need for you to ease up off of my people, Demina. You have to ease up off of the people, Demina. What do you mean? No, it's no movement day, but then you're going to let 1,700 people from another country come in Jamaica, but then you say that the people in Jamaica is the one that's raising up the 19. That is ludicrous. That is ridiculous. So tourists can go everywhere, but the people that's from the island can't go any and everywhere. Please tell me how this makes sense. This is an oxymoron. This is far from a double standard. This is literally like Andrew being greedy. This is him being another crooked politician. This is Andrew Holness being so mean to his people. This is Andrew being just a snake and sacrificing the people of Jamaica for money. Yo, this has to stop, yo. This has to stop. Not because like politicians back in the day used to be straight criminal. That means this shit has to last. He has to go. What do you mean that the people in Jamaica have to suffer, but people that come from in and out from different countries, they could frolic in the country? I don't understand that shit. That shit is whack, yo. That shit don't make no sense. That don't make no sense to me right now. I don't understand. And then Toughness, I'm gonna call him Toughness. Yeah, I know who I'm talking about. Toughness. He gonna tell the people that they have to get the V to get the H2O. What do you mean? That is poor leadership. Like if you a father in a house, right, and you tell your daughter don't go out for X, Y, and Z, but then you let your son go, or you said, oh, okay, this is my house. I'm not gonna let my kids go anywhere. But then you still let them have company over. Like, I don't understand. Like, if they're punished, then they're punished. Why are you treating? I don't understand, like, what's going on right now. This has to stop. Like, I'm trying to understand this knowledge, but this is nonsense. So it's nothing to understand. But the back end is, this is all about money. And like I was saying before, when you don't do things for the money, you do things for the people. So right now you're not even for the people. And remember, the people is the one that voted you in. So right now the people is voting you out. You're voted out. You're gone. You have to go because you're not serving the community. You're serving your friends and you're serving yourself. And that has to go. It's time for great leaders to come and play. And right now, you're not doing a great job. Like, it's so much people that I'm connecting with right now. Like, yo, they're having a fucked up time. They're having a hard time. They can't even have clothes. They can't even have food. They can't even go nowhere. They can't make our money. Everybody is overcharging. The people are when they go to market, it's like, they're like sardines on top of sardines. Like the whole place is full of chaos. But I know when things are chaotic like this, great things is going to happen. But nevertheless, when people are not fulfilling their duties, they have to go. And right now, Andrew Holness, you're doing a disgusting job. I am so disappointed in what the government, like, this is what people, like, you were chosen. You were chosen to really stand up for the Jamaican people. But instead of you're standing up for the Jamaican people, you're standing up for yourself. And you're looking out for yourself. We can't have that. We can't have that. We can't have that in the world like that. We can't have greedy people like you in the world like that. So you would rather your brothers and sisters to suffer, right? While you make a couple of dollars. So then I thought the country was closed.
You need to lock the airport and you need to lock the people coming in from the ship. If that's the case, if you're saying the 7 days movement, you are a hypocrite. You are a hypocrite. Hypocrites got to go. Child, I'm not even... That's what I want to say about that. All I know is, Andrew Holness, you got to go. You're doing a horrible job and the people no longer want you in service. So you can dismiss yourself. You can go. You can go. But on a good note, guys, Jamaica, the land we love, is so full of rich soil in terms of the people, you know, in terms of the resources that we could provide, in terms of the vibes. There's no other island than Jamaica that gives that authenticness. Most of the people that you meet from Jamaica, we are one of a kind. You will never see another one like us because it's the spirit that is in us. And I know that this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to take the good spirit from the people. They want people for this borough coke and just try to start doing some crazy shit so they can start doing all type of ridiculousness. But my people, I need for you to have faith. I mean, I need for you to speak up. I need for you to stand up for what you believe in. My people, I need for you to rise up and unite together. No one can tell you what to do when we work as one. He can't dictate nothing because wholeness work for the people. The people don't work for you. You work for the people. That you must know. I know you know about politics. Politicians work for the people. And if you're not working for the people, you're fired. You're dismissed. So Sheridana F. Wilson, Sheridana Fiona Wilson is telling you, wholeness, you're fired and you're no longer needed for this position, period. That's what I'm saying. On a great note, I want to give an amazing shout out to people who are doing good for the community. I want to give a shout out to Usain Bolt. Guys, did you guys know that he just released his first album? That is such a huge deal. I'm so excited for him because, you know, when you start out with one profession and then you actually transition into something else, you know, you get a hard time or you don't get that support or what have you. And believe it or not, like, he sold out, you know, some top artists to be like on the reggae chart. So congratulations to the country boy, the country youth, them car you saying both. Cause you know we the best no matter what they be trying to do. Like, Jamaicans, we the best, period. Maroon, what's good? All right. We just have the spirit of our ancestors behind us. Keep the faith and keep on doing your thing, period. So speaking about a great man and our ancestors and Maroon, shout out to the one and only Aya Tain. Yo, for supporting the underprivileged. And I appreciate you and I honor you and I respect you. And I definitely look forward to other individuals, other kings out here to stand up for what you believe in and really stand up for the queens out here in your life. Stand up for your community. Stand up for your country. Don't just sit back. Okay? So everything that we have gone through right now is preparing us for our victory. So keep that in mind. And I know for myself, like, I don't look like what I've been through. And our country, I already know. The people that come for our country, we don't look like what we've been through. Okay, we just won 1, 2, 3 in the Olympics. Okay, but we still glow. We still glow. I went through a divorce. I went through broken heart. I went through homelessness. I went through so much stuff. I don't look like what I've been through. It's the Maroon spirit ancestors in me. Keep the faith. Keep on doing what you're supposed to do. And like, just do your best, basically. And for me, it's important for me to just speak my truth right now. So that's what I had to say about that. Y'all already know what time it is. I'm going to just hold up vibes right now because I got to just give tribute. I want to give a big shout out to the one and only Mr. Boris Hellman. And this one is called I Feel Good. That's good. Let's go. I feel good. We're going to go straight into our fashion in a moment, guys. Hold tight. Feel good. Feel good. When you that Donna Karen baby powder. Feel good. Feel good. Over my skin. Over my chin. Wish we were alone, oh baby. Just the two of us. Yes, every move you made. Give me a rush. Wine some more. Show me that love unconditionally. Make believe. Just you and me. Take the profits, leave them behind. Don't let show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good when you're. Feel good, feel good. Oh, what a night, what a night. Oh, what a vibe, what a, what a, what a vibe. Yes. What a night, what a night, yes. What a night. Yes. I wish to wipe the sweat over your face. Have to replace this moment is magic, so I leave it alone. Until you say, honey, try to come home. Oh, oh, oh. Wine some more, show me that love unconditionally. Make believe, just you and me. Take the profits, leave them behind. Don't let show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. When you're, yes. Feel good, feel good. Oh, what a night, what a night, yeah. What a sweet, sweet, full of vibes. Oh, what a night, what a night, yeah. Oh. The one and motherfucker only. Boris Hellman. Ooh, that's a vibe. Whew, I had to do that before I get into my. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. Yes. And I've been waiting all day to talk about this drip of the day. Sponsored by Sherdawn Designs and Sherdawn the Beauty Salon. How you doing? And so today, I'm wearing, this one is called the Nature's Goddess right here, okay? Nature Goddess right here. So I'm wearing a beautiful, this is in the ivory family, right? So it's an ivory corset dress, satin, of course. It feels absolutely just luxurious on my skin. Satin is absolutely my favorite fabrication in the whole entire world, okay? And we have it above our knee, right? It has a low back somewhat, invisible zipper, of course. And we have a sweetheart corset that I absolutely love. And then the top, we have this This is like a 2-in-1. This is like more like a 3-in-1. So this is one way that you can wear it, right? This is a floral 3D print right here. So this is a 3D floral print, and I absolutely love it. It has embroidery in there, and like I said, it has like 3D flowers, and it's also in the ivory family. When I seen this, I saw this fabric first, and then I matched it with this satin ivory satin fabric to go with it, because I literally, as soon as I see this, I knew I wanted this ivory satin underneath it. So this is how it looks, right? So this is one way. For the people on Anchor, you guys have to come through on the U and the tube. Okay, so what I'm going to do is so this is one way that you can wear it like this. You can wear it kind of like over the shoulders, and you still have the arm action like this. Okay, the other way that I showed you, it was over my head, and I just peeled it back, and then you have a whole nother vibe like this, right? And so, like, say if I was going on the carpet, right, I would just come out something like this, and when I get inside where it might be a little bit cooler, I would put the top on, right? So this is the vibe. You guys could also close it up like this. And it's just, yeah, the floral goddess, the nature goddess in the house. Okay, so this is the vibe. I really, really like this a lot. And I feel beautiful in there. I feel feminine. I feel like a queen. I feel like a goddess in there. It's still giving me the vibe of, you know, sexy. And guess what? If I was going to, like an award show, I would most likely probably make this, the dress part a little bit longer so I could have a train. So it'd be more like dramatic, child. And I'd be like, yes, look at the queen, let go. Okay. And you could also wear it like this as a shawl, you know, you could just, you know, whatever, just, you know, give them the vibes, you know, we could do that, whereas like a shawl, okay, take many pictures with this, and you could have a different look. So I really, this is like a 3-in-1 situation. You can wear the corset by itself, and then you can have the top layer, and you can wear that three different ways, and like, you're flying. You look absolutely stunning, right? Okay, so that is the dress. Okay, this is designed and sponsored by Shirt On Designs. And then the shoes that I'm wearing, okay, this is by Benoleo, and it's just an open toe, and it really complements. It's in the gold family, and I really love all the designs that it has on there. It's really cool. So that's the shoes. For the earrings, I'm doing something really kind of goes with the glamour, because I really wanted to go with high school Hollywood glamour somewhat, and I really wanted to just you know, make sure I bring the vibe all the way up. So it's literally it looked like light brown, and it goes with like the gold theme. So it's like light brown, kind of like matches my chocolate skin, and it really complements my skin. And I just have one little diamond earring, one little diamond ring, just to give the elegance look, you know, just to like, hey girl, like, you know. So just one accessory, right? And then for my hair, I decided, because I wanted kind of tribute to my maroon, my African Jamaican roots. When I was a kid, I used to wear my hair in Chinese bumps. So this is called Chinese bumps, but in America they call it Bantu knots. I don't know why, whatever. But this is called Chinese bumps. All my people who are, I had to give me some water. All my people who is from the West Indies, you guys know what Chinese bumps mean. right? So I decided I was going to just do my chani bumps, right? And then just have one little hair cascaded to just make it a little bit more feminine, right? And just have like that sex appeal situation. Baby hair is on fleek, of course. And then I have this beautiful, this is a necklace, but I made it a headdress. And it just really just showcased like my African tribe, you know, goddess vibe that I'm going for right now. And so in terms of my makeup, I just did something really natural and just played up the goals and then like the light shimmery version of that. I just did my eyebrows, nothing too fancy, just kept it nice and clean. And then this will be my purse. Okay. All right. So this is the purse. So I have this beautiful, like small little situation, cute little purse that I will style it, because when you're going to a award show, you don't want to have a big purse. We not with that vibe. And then you just take out your lipstick, child. Just take out my lipstick. I have my MAC. Okay. And then I just do that. And I just put this over as well. I mix my lipstick, because there's no brand that actually gets the color that I want. So I always create my own lipstick, my own color. And then what I do is I just have a little bit of gloss. Okay. And I just put a little bit of gloss on that. Right. Put this back in my purse. I have three lipstick. All you need is three little lipstick. Okay, put your little credit cards in there. Okay, your phone can't go in there, but guess what, that's how you have your husband put it in your husband's pocket. Like, hello. Okay, he's gonna be taking pictures anyway. The paparazzi is gonna be taking pictures anyway. So I mean, you can get your phone when you get back into the building, like, and you're just booked and you're ready to go for your event, child. And you look like a whole queen, like, she ready. Ready, set, go. So, yeah, this is my vibe for my award show situation. If I was going to the Met Gala, or I was going to any award show that just recently passed. I know the VMAs. The VMA just went by, what have you. So this is what I would have wore, something like that. I would have made the, like I said, the gown a little bit more extravagant, darling. But I might have did like a skirt over it, right, to make it more avant-garde, more like dramatic. And then when it's time to sit down or relax or whatever, then I would just, the skirt, the dress would be like this. You see what I'm saying? So I will, girl, they can't see me at the award shows, what I'm saying. Like, I'm made for this, period. And if y'all need a great stylist and a designer for the people who's going to see this, who might watch VMAs, or who know artists, I'm that girl. Okay, I'm that queen. Okay, because I can make it look fabulous, period. This is, I literally know, like, the universe brought me here to make you guys look fabulous. And I'm showing you guys I'm fabulous. And, yeah, so that is my whole look of the day from head to toe. Like I said, hair is sponsored by Sheridana's Beauty Salon. And our wardrobe is sponsored by Sheridana Designs. Child. Okay. And literally, I'm going to give myself a couple more minutes, guys. But I'll be working on doing the hour, but it's going to go to 1:30. But it's okay, because guess what? Greatness takes time. So without further ado, I want to just bring this song back right now. Shout out to Bria. It's called Winning Streak. Let's go. Thank you guys so much for watching Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. More for this. I'm gonna have a baby. Yeah. Hey. I claimed it. Yeah.
Man, I come for player. I come to slay. On my face. To waste. I have no time to waste. It's time for Rock Out, y'all. Thank you, guys. Vibes. Thank you guys so much for watching and staying tuned to Sherdawn's Diary of a Fashionista. It's been absolutely a pleasure to share my experiences with you guys and my thoughts with you guys. Go and be great. And my quote goes, do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, she gonna always bring her dreams into reality. And so it is. Thank you guys so much for joining me. And I want you guys to go and be great. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. Peace. I'm about to vibe out. Money, I feel love you guys. Peace. I never begged for this. Came to me. Yeah.